Israeli police have detained the last two of six Palestinian prisoners who escaped from a high-security facility. Police arrested Munadil Nafayat and Iham Kamamji in Jenin in the occupied West Bank, ending a two-week search. Among those who tunnelled their way out of Gilboa prison was Zachariah Zubaydi, a high-profile figure in Fatah's armed wing. Israeli prosecutors want to add an additional 15 years to each man's sentence on charges they were planning a new attack. Before the men were found, residents of Jenin fought Israeli soldiers who arrived in large numbers to continue their search. One Palestinian was injured. Jenin residents say since the jailbreak, thousands of law enforcement and military have been deployed in their city. Harry Fawcett has more from West Jerusalem.
There was a statement from the Israeli military saying that there were violence afterwards with locals from the area. They said throwing rocks and improvised explosive devices at police. They reported live fire as well. Certainly, we do know that there have been protests. There was concern that if there was a major violent end to this this manhunt, that it could end in a very bloody way and potentially spill over into wider violence. So I think the Israelis will be happy that they managed to get these men back without that kind of gunfight at the end of it. This was a very major breach of the Israeli security system. There had been a previous attempt in this jail in 2014 to get out in a very similar way. That was averted, but the full extent of the security holes had not obviously been plugged, the keyhole of which is the physical hole under the prison itself. There were void spaces into which these men managed over many months to dig into and then dig out of into the open air and stay on the run in the case of four of them for nearly a week, in the case of the last two for nearly 2 weeks. So it is something that has caused a great deal of embarrassment for the Israeli prison service. There are all sorts of investigations into this precise incident, reappraisals of how the entire prison network operates. And this is something that the recapture is something that the Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, has greeted this morning by saying it was sophisticated and quick, reported to be costing many millions of dollars a day, this massive manhunt, which has now ended in this way. But certainly this has been a major breach and a major embarrassment for Israel's security apparatus.